Executive Director of NARAL Pro-Choice Montana, Maggie Moran, says currently Planned Parenthood offers abortion services in Helena and Billings and limited services in its Great Falls and Missoula offices. The Blue Mountain Clinic in Missoula also offers abortions. In October of 2013, a Livingston doctor's office providing abortions closed its doors, and if all families of Kalispell decides not to reopen, that will mean the state is down to 2 providers and 5 clinics total where abortions are available.
We don't really have a pipeline of providers willing to jump in and take over when someone else is closing their practice or when they are forced to close outside of, you know, their own volition. There is no pipeline, really, for other providers to jump in and step up to the plate for very obvious reasons. It's a dangerous and very, very difficult job.
Moran says this region of the country is referred to as an abortion desert.
You know, a lot of the states that surround us only have one provider. So 4 providers is quite an oasis in perspective.
Physician's assistant Susan Cahill was running All Families Healthcare as a primary care medical office in Kalispell, which also offered abortions. The office was broken into and vandalized in early March, shortly after it had moved into a new location. It has not reopened. Cahill's office was one of a string of abortion clinics attacked by an arsonist in the 1990s. The office was damaged at that time, but reopened. Cahill is also one of 3 people featured in a film called On Hostile Ground, which came out in 2001. Friday the 30th, Pro-Choice Montana and the Montana Human Rights Network are hosting a screening of this film in Kalispell.
We really wanted to take some time, and we feel that now is a good moment for people to reflect on what happened and to also give a space for Susan to really tell her side of the story and start looking to the future.
Moran says the film looks at some of the challenges facing medical professionals offering abortions as of 2001. She says they'll be talking about what's changed in 13 years and what's stayed the same. Moran says Montana currently has a buffer zone law that requires protesters at abortion clinics to be at least 20 feet away. She says a similar law is being challenged in Massachusetts.
So I think there's the general feeling that this violence is something in the past and that maybe we don't need laws like these buffer zones anymore. Maybe we've gotten to a better place that's less violent and less intimidating. But then we have such a poignant example that really is just so fresh in everyone's minds here in Montana.
The Friday event at the museum at Central School begins with a reception that is also a fundraiser for Pro-Choice Montana and the Montana Human Rights Network. The film itself starts at 6:15 and is free. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.